This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I am your host, certified financial planner Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me and commission-free transparent financial planning, go to jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. As I mentioned, I'm one of the only, fee-only, commission-free advisors in the area. To join in the show today, check out the web address, financialcoachingradio.com. Click email the show. Also, the social media links are there. You can also jump in by phone. Money questions, comments, even your disagreements. 893-1450. That number again, 893-1450. Not a happy day on the U.S. stock market today, but how about a little optimism coming from Larry Kudlow, a nationally renowned economist and a CNBC contributor. He wrote a great piece, great op-ed, giving us some optimism in this market that's on a little bit of a pullback in the last few weeks. He starts off talking about President Obama. And Larry Kudlow also hosts a nationally syndicated radio show, I think airing live on the weekends. President Obama gives a major economic speech at the end of last week. And the very next week, stocks get hit in the teeth. They got clobbered. It was one of the worst market correction in many months. There's probably no cause and effect, no direct cause and effect from Obama's words in his major economic speech. But it's worth noting that the president has been speaking out of all sides of his mouth during the market volatility. In that economic speech a week ago, he swore that he is not anti-business. And then that same speech, he made a strong case for minimum wage hikes, fair pay for women, and paid leave and clean energy to continue his major growth policies. In Larry Kudlow's opinion, that's not much free market capitalism. Stock markets didn't necessarily sag on the big government-driven speech by Obama. But Obama did say Tuesday of last week at yet another fundraiser. Now, here's the hypocrisy with this. Not just him, but any politician. He's at a big fundraiser. Obama is speaking at a big fundraiser, and he says Republicans are the party of billionaires. He said this in a speech at a fundraiser sitting in a $26 million mansion by the Democrat housing developer Rich Richmond. Could you imagine saying that billionaires are what Republicans are, and then you're sitting in a $26 million house? Anyway, the next fundraiser he attended in New York, he said, if Republicans win the next election, the interest of billionaires will come before the needs of the middle class. And the sponsor of that event, that fundraiser in New York, were hedge fund Wall Street billionaires. Hypocrisy, anyone? Larry Kudlow claims the larger point. Talking about optimism in the stock market, having very little to do with Obama's words, but maybe they had somewhat to do. Stocks are way overdue for a correction. In a volatile week last week, the Dow lost 466 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 3.1%. But even with that, the broad index, as in the S&P 500 index, is still up over 3% year to date. That is hardly a disaster. Corrections in the market, U.S. and globally, come and go. Warren Buffett was speaking, being interviewed last week, and he says, I agree with Mr. Warren Buffett. Investors should be buying on this dip. As I mentioned at the beginning, U.S. stocks were down another day today. Warren Buffett thinks you should be buying on the dip. Larry Kudlow thinks you should be buying on the dip because economic fundamentals look pretty good. There's no recession in sight. Economic growth is picking up. There's no inflation. We're looking at better growth, low inflation, and the Fed is finally ending its bond buying program, otherwise known as quantitative easing, later this month. The dollar is also getting stronger. So there's your optimism. The U.S. economy is growing. We've low to no inflation. The Fed is getting out of the way. The dollar is getting stronger. Yes, the stock market isn't doing so well right now. But as he mentioned, Larry Kudlow, nationally recognized economist, reminding us that corrections in the market come and go. If you don't believe me, just look it up. Look up the 1930 crash or the Great Depression crash. Look up the 87 crash. Look at what happened in the early 2000s. Look what happened in 2008. It always rebounds. You can't always go up forever. He also leads on about corporate profits continue to rise about 5% a year. The first 30 companies in the most recent third quarter reports have generated a 15% earnings gain. And if there's ever some good news about companies beating expectations with their third quarter reports, some are released, some are coming out soon, you're going to see the market rebound such because the economic data is there to support it all. The market chatter from all the people, all the negative Nancys is no growth and you should be selling stocks. When, according to Larry Kudlow, the economist, it's not the case. Low to no inflation. Companies are making money. The dollar is strong. So why is all this happening in the market? Some are saying because Europe has started to show signs of weakness. But Europe, according to Larry Kudlow, has been weak over the past several decades. So he remains optimistic about the U.S. markets, as does Warren Buffett. So the key takeaway there, optimism and buying on the downturns. I got a call earlier today. Should we move around my portfolio to take advantage of this downturn? So I sell another asset class, say international stocks or maybe bonds or something else, real estate, natural resources, and buy U.S. stocks. And I think that would be a terrible idea. That is not what is being meant when you said buy on the decline, buy on this little pullback, buy on the correction. It is better suited for people with cash on the sidelines, not trying to guess which asset class is going to be going up next. You're not going to guess right. Stats overwhelmingly show us, as ordinary investors, trying to time the market, we will shoot ourselves in both feet and both hands if we try to do so. But what can you do in a declining, in a falling market? What can you do? Stock markets have been very volatile for the last few weeks. I've been talking about it almost every day on Financial Coaching Radio. The S&P 500 began September at over 2,000. And now that's down. We've seen a 3% drop since the month of September. More of the change, decline change coming in the last few weeks of September and the first week or so of October. The Russell 2000 index is down over 8% in the same period. Emerging markets down over 9% for the month of September. So every asset class is struggling right now. So what should you do in a falling market? Most experts are agreeing. Keep investing. Rebalance your IRA, your 401k, when the time is right, and harvest your losses. So let's talk about these. Investors are not the most rational people. Most investors, can't speak for everyone, most investors are human, but they're not rational. People typically have very emotional responses to a falling market. Some people want to sell everything in an attempt to limit the loss. Selling to limit losses is merely market timing by another name, wrote one investing expert. Or trying to time the market is investors' most serious mistake. You can't decide correctly when to get out and when to get in and when to get out and when to get in, because if you make a decision now to sell everything to limit losses, you have to make another correct decision. You got to be right twice. You got to decide when to get back in. Good luck with that. When individual investors try to time the market, they are much more likely to buy and sell at the worst times. I reference this study all the time, done by Dalbar. Investors who try to time the market end up in the worst of both worlds, selling low and buying high. Independent research from Dalbar found this poor investor behavior cost the average investor about 4% in returns per year. So don't try to sell to limit your losses, but you do need to buy on the dips. And one way you can do that and be opportunistic about everything is if you're dollar cost averaging, you're putting money each month out of your paycheck, each quarter, however you've decided to do it, you continue that process. You continue the process. Last week, we talked about having the right perspective about market downturns. How we hadn't seen a major decline or any decline since 2008 in U.S. stocks, but they've had a pretty good run if you look at the last 10 years. The same is true for all other major asset classes. Stocks, bonds, real estate, natural resources. So some things you can do in a falling market. If you want to take advantage of this decline, if you have some cash, like Warren Buffett is suggesting, you buy on these dips. You buy it on the way down. You've been holding cash because maybe you were a little bit pessimistic about everything. Now may be the time to put some of that capital to work. But you don't start rearranging your portfolio because hopefully your asset allocation strategy was set up in the beginning based on what you're trying to achieve. It was aligned with your goals. It was already set in place with a long-term outlook and strategy. You shouldn't go monkey with it because of what's happened in the last few weeks. But if you do have cash, maybe put that cash to work. And for those of you making regularly scheduled deposits into your investing accounts, keep doing it. Keep dollar cost averaging. That's what it is. You're putting it on a set amount each month, every month. Sometimes the market is low, sometimes the market is high, but over the long term, your average purchasing share price is going to be lower than if you just plunked it all in at once. So that is a very important tip of things to do, or one thing to do in a falling market. Another thing we mentioned in the beginning of this segment is you need to look at rebalancing in this last quarter. I'm looking at doing all of my clients rebalancing probably around the month of December, which normally would be around January. Why? Because I'm not going to get emotional about the recent decline and start going in, oh, we got to rebalance, we got to rebalance, we got to do it now. I don't know if it's going higher or lower from this point, but we're going to rebalance a little bit sooner than later, but we're not going to do it based on emotional knee-jerk reactions and decisions and getting emotional about the highs and the lows on a weekly or monthly basis. What rebalancing is you have a portfolio that is made up of different asset classes based on your needs and goals and desires, that you put that portfolio back in check and then you let it ride for another 12 months or so. Some people like to rebalance quarterly. I'm a once a year type person because I've seen the data that suggests the less you rebalance, the better off you've been. Some people like to do it on a performance deal. And sometimes you can make a case for rebalancing on a big swing in the market up or down. And sometimes that is the most prudent thing to do. So look at your portfolio now and decide, is rebalancing for you a good time? So dollar cost averaging, keep it up. Look at rebalancing your portfolio, if not now, by December. And last but not least of the things you need to be doing in a falling market is if you have taxable investing accounts, start looking at tax loss harvesting. We don't touch on this very often in any depth anyway on Financial Coaching Radio, but that is where you sell your losing investments in a taxable account so you can offset any gains you may have. You're harvesting those losses. And that could be a very vital tax planning strategy if you're in that market. I don't know if I would pull the trigger on loss rebalancing yet or loss harvesting yet, but you need to have it on your radar and get it done by year end. How it would work in a very simple fashion. Let's say you have two funds in your taxable investment account. One is a stock fund. One is a bond fund. And let's say you bought them all mid-year of 2014. And let's say you eke out a little bit of gains in your bond fund. I don't know. I'm just suggesting that you would. And you have a little bit of a loss in your stock fund. Plus, you had some dividends that were interest that would have been paid from the bonds. And there's going to be some income generated there. Maybe even some dividends from the stock fund. You would sell the shares of the stock fund you own to realize the loss. And maybe have some of you scratching your head. Here's the deal. You don't get to realize the loss on any investment until you actually have sold it. So you sell the losers, offset any gains you may have for that year, lower your tax bill, and if you want to replace it with a very similar fund, go right ahead. But being strategic, not getting emotional, are big things to look at and make sure you're doing in a falling, declining market. Who knows where it goes from here? Those are the tips coming to you live today. Rutherford County Financial Coaching Radio. Jump in 893-1450 or hit the website financialcoachingradio.com. Back at you. Just a few. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
You make your money when you buy. This old adage is certainly true when it comes to buying real estate. Do you want to know how you can make sure you're getting the best deal on your next home or investment property? Hire a real estate agent who has the right skills and experience. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151. Or visit sellwithhope.com.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
You have worked your entire life for what you have, and you deserve to determine how your assets are passed on to your loved ones. Make sure your estate plan is in order by calling John Baker, estate planning attorney, today at 896-5621. Estate planning is not about you, but those you leave behind. For more, go to bakercounsel.com or call 896-5621.
Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner, today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com.
How long would your retirement nest egg last if you had to start writing an $8,000 check each month to cover long-term health care expenses? For most of us, not more than just a few years. That's why if you have assets, you can't go without long-term care insurance. Call Dan Curtis with Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527 to learn more about how long-term care insurance can take the burden off your family and protect your life savings. That's 224-9527 or Curtis Financial Group
RobertsAutoRepair.com.
Hi, folks. This is Robert McConnell, owner of Robert's Auto Repair. Honest and fair, located on Broad Street. What's important is that you find a place that can fix it right the first time, on time. We always try our best to make that happen.
On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good afternoon. Report of severe weather moving through the mid-state at this time, so be aware of that. Also, we've got one accident. It's a fender bender, Memorial Boulevard and East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro. That's slowing things down a bit. Seeing lots of congestion, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Stover's Liquidation saves you money on flooring and a whole lot more. We have coffee, just $1.99, a 14-ounce bag. Hurry into Stover's Liquidation in Antioch or shop online at stoversliquidation.com. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WT.
That update brought to you by Kubota. Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotional pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on TennesseeKubotaDealers.com for information. That's TennesseeKubotaDealers.com.
From WGNS, this is a Weather Eye Severe Weather Alert.
A tornado watch is in effect for Rutherford County. Storms, severe thunderstorms, and tornadoes are possible in our area. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Weather Eye Weather Center.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. For those of you having questions about your credit report, you may have wondered, how do you get a judgment off your credit report? I get that question emailed to me from time to time. There are many ways to correct errors and correct old news on your credit report. But this is talking about judgment. A bill you didn't pay, it's already went to court, and they've already determined that you owe the money. But you may want to get that removed. And it's where a debt is no longer a collection. That would be a judgment. The debt has become a judgment after you've been to court, found that you and your debt is a matter of public record. And you may be thinking, well, it's on there for many years. It's on there 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you need to be looking into getting that judgment removed from your credit reports. There are ways you can get it done, and some are quite easy. If you have an outstanding payment that is 90 days late, you can negotiate. A judgment is entered by the courts, not your creditor. So you can go get the judgment taking off your credit report will begin by you going to the court who made the judgment against you. So there's a few steps involved here. Find out the court. Was it the local courts? Was it another state? Whoever. But get their documentation that made it public. Courthouses, according to many experts, are notoriously terrible at meeting their legally required options when it comes to reporting the data correctly. So when you challenge a judgment on your credit report, the courts maybe even fold and take it off without even a fight. You start out by asking them, can you please substantiate the judgment against you? Now, this is basically just writing a letter asking the court to prove that the judgment is valid, and then provide you with any relevant information about the judgment. In some cases, this might be enough for them to remove it, because remember, they don't keep a lot of good records about these judgments. So if you kind of press them there and say, can you validate the judgment on my credit report? Can you give me all the info? And they may say, we don't even have a record of it. That may be enough for them to remove it from your credit report. So first, just off, I guess step one would be check your credit bureau reports. If you have a judgment, contact the court where the judgment was made public record. You don't want to be stuck paying for this for many years if you don't have to. Once you get back the validation and the proof about the judgment, make sure the numbers are correct. The burden of proof on having to substantiate the debt, according to experts, is on them, not you. Now, you don't necessarily have to prove the debt exactly yours, but if the amounts are wrong or the dates are wrong or some anything else that would make it inconsistent or have any kind of inconsistent data in the judgment can lead to you being successful and having a judgment removed from your credit report. So check your reports. If you have any judgments on there, contact the courts that put the judgment there. Write them a letter, send, give me the info, validate the info. If there's any inconsistencies, then you got to start pressing them. But there are definite ways to contest judgments at any time. So many experts say it's amazing how many people do not contest judgments on their credit reports or when they get a letter saying there's going to be a judgment on your credit report. So if you have some old information that's been hurting your application for mortgages and car loans or whatever it is, take the easy steps. Get your credit report, send out letters to the courts, and maybe that gets it stopped right there. But then when they substantiate the data, if there's any inconsistencies, and of course, if it were actually there because of an error, make sure you're taking the steps. Don't be complacent about this, because bad information on your credit reports will cost you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on the mortgages and other types of loans you're going to have to obtain over the next 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about financial planning basics, estate planning, risk management planning, investing, retirement, also tax planning, all coming your way. 893-1450. If you want to jump in by phone, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com.
Neighbor Events, brought to you by Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Property.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events on this Monday, October the 13th. Give the gift of life all day today at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. The Murfreesboro Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. There's a grief share class tonight at 6:30 at Barfield Baptist Church. It's a support group for people who have lost a loved one. That grief share class is at 6:30 tonight. It's free over at Barfield Baptist Church. They're at 1033 Barfield Church Road. And a gospel meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the Christiana Church of Christ. Brian Gregory from Southgate Church of Christ in Columbia is the guest speaker. That gospel meeting tonight through Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Christiana Church of Christ. Oh, the farmer's market's in the morning, 7 until noon over at the Lane Agripark. And the free class at 9 o'clock at the farmer's market is on mushroom gardening. Sounds interesting. That's at 9 in the morning at the farmer's market. And there's a Cooking for Health talk, absolutely free, tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Line Ball Library. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Report of severe weather moving through the mid-state at this time, so be aware of that. Also, we've got one accident. It's at Fender Bender Memorial Boulevard and East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro. That's slowing things down a bit. Seeing lots of congestion, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Stover's Liquidation saves you money on flooring and a whole lot more. We have coffee, just $1.99, a 14-ounce bag. Hurry into Stover's Liquidation in Antioch or shop online at stoversliquidation.com. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN.
It's my favorite night. Sir Pizza's all-you-can-eat dinner buffet. Pile your plates high with pizza, pasta, and salad. Did I say it's all you can eat? It's all you can eat pizza, pasta, and salad tonight at Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. All you can eat dinner buffet tonight.
from WGNS, this is a Weather Eye Severe Weather Alert.
A tornado watch is in effect for Rutherford County. Storms, severe thunderstorms, and tornadoes are possible in our area. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Weather Eye Weather Center.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Back to the show. This is the place where you're going to get the truth about personal finance. And this is Financial Coaching Radio. Talk about financial planning basics in reverse. We usually normally start off with the foundation, which is your risk management planning. But we're going to switch that around today because I don't think we drive it home enough when we do our one or two shows a month regarding estate planning, how important it is in your financial life. So let's just start with the end in mind. And if you're working from the bottom up, you're normally going to start off with the risk management, your budgeting and cash reserve and getting the insurance planning out of the way, and then move up the ladder and end with tax planning and estate planning. But let's start there today. If you have money and you have children or a spouse, you can't go without getting the proper documents in force. It's an easy thing to put off, but having something very oversimplified, like something you can get online, is better than nothing in some cases. Now, I would strongly encourage you and also strongly argue with you if you disagree that working with an estate planning attorney and your certified financial planner, getting it set up correctly on the front end, is going to save you and your family a lot of issues later, in turn saving you any money you could actually think you're or perceived savings you would get by buying your documents online. But nonetheless, just getting something is better than nothing. So the importance of having an estate plan, I guess, comes first with understanding what an estate plan is. It's just telling your stuff, who gets your stuff when you pass, and is it going to pass to your heirs effectively and efficiently without a lot of cost? And that's usually going to surround or be including a will, maybe even a trust, but not just the basic documents. You're going to need to update your beneficiary forms on your life insurance policies and your IRAs and your 401ks and any investment account that's a retirement account, because those forms, those beneficiary forms, supersede your estate planning documents like your wills or your trust. And I think in today's world where everyone's living longer and possibly will need asset protection and Medicaid planning, I don't think you can do without a sound, solid, strong power of attorney for finances. Then last but not least would be their health care directive, and there's many versions and different ways to accomplish this, but you need to make these decisions now. If you care about those you're going to leave behind, or care about those who would care for you if you couldn't care for yourself, you need to make sure your estate plan is in order. And I suggest getting an expert estate planning attorney along with your certified financial planner working together to hash out the right plan for you. Sometimes it's pretty simple, sometimes it's pretty complex, but with those two experts on your team, you can get it done. Retirement planning seems to overwhelm a lot of people. There is a lot of one-size-fits-all advice out there, and it seems since there's so much information regarding retirement planning, where to start is a big obstacle for some. And I think the easiest place for many of you listening to start, if you're not already retired, is going to be using your employer-provided retirement plan like a 401k. And most retirement plans are going to give you matching contributions. You need to at least contribute up to the match in most cases. There are some cases where it may not be beneficial to you as far as cost. So starting there, if you're just looking for maybe just a simplistic way to view it, 401k up to the matching contribution of your employer, and maybe moving on to into the Roth IRA if you qualify. But ideally, your goal is to put as much money into each of these qualified plans as much as you possibly can. 401k up to the match. Maybe if you qualify for a Roth, you max out that as well. And then you go back and put the maximum contribution into your 401k. That's if you're an employee. No, everyone's going to have a lot of different circumstances. Tax issues before and after retirement. Maybe people want to retire early. But just in general, if it's retirement we're talking about, I think that gives you a pretty good starting place. Starting, it's kind of like the estate planning thing. Doing something, even if it's not exactly perfect, is better than nothing in many cases. If you're a business owner, your options get a lot more spread out. You have the SEP IRA, the simple IRA, a solo 401k, a regular 401k. You also have available to you the individual options like everybody else, the individual retirement account, the regular IRA, and the Roth IRA. But if you're a business owner and you're making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 and above, you're going to need some experts on your team. Tax experts and financial planning experts, they should all be able to guide you to the most appropriate retirement plan for you and your business. It has a lot to do with how much you're earning. It has a lot to do with the cost of the plan and whether or not you have employees. But getting started, putting money somewhere, is better than nothing. And this is all financial planning basics. And once you've decided, hey, I'm going to put money in this account or that account, you got to know how to invest those dollars. And there's no need to make it complicated. If you have a small balance in your 401k, a small balance in your IRA, if you're just starting out, you don't need to hire the strip mall financial people that's going to charge you a 5% load on those mutual funds. You need to go at it from a commission-free way. And if you're only starting with a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars, why would you want to pay all that cost anyway? Look for something simple, like a target date retirement fund. I'm not a huge fan of those when you get a higher balance, but if that's where you're starting with hundreds of dollars or just a few thousand dollars, they're a pretty good fit. But if you want to go at it ultra simple, more on the aggressive side, just look at a total stock market index fund or a total stock market exchange traded fund. At Vanguard, I believe if you buy the Vanguard total stock market ETF, you basically don't pay anything at all to buy it. It's no entry fee at all. And it has very little annual expenses, and you're getting exposure to the entire market. You can break down the holdings and view how much is international, large, small, mid-sized companies at Morningstar.com. But if you're just starting out, keep it pretty simple. A total stock market index fund or maybe a Vanguard target date fund. And I'm not someone that's pushing Vanguard. They're going to be the lowest cost sound options for someone starting out. Now, if you're a more established investor, I think you need to start by looking under the hood at what you own. What do you own in each of the five main asset classes? What about your cost and your expenses? Too many people listening to the show today have no idea what their investments are costing them. They have no idea what their investments are costing. There's a survey done that people that think their 401k is free. Something like 50% of people involved in 401k plans think it's free. It's never free. No investment is free. And especially if you're working with an advisor, you need to understand, do you own low-cost, mid-cost, or high-cost investments? Because it may seem very minuscule what your advisor charges and what the funds charge. But if you compound that cost year after year, decade after decade, it really eats into a lot of your performance and your return. So first off, if you're more established, understand what you're paying. Know your fees. And you need to understand if your asset allocation strategy, your model, your investment strategy is really lining up with what you're trying to achieve. You don't need to be overly aggressive if there's no need to. You don't need to be overly conservative if there's no need to. And by having your strategy aligned with what you're trying to accomplish is a great way to have and keep the correct expectations. That's a tough part when it comes to investing, whether you're starting out or established. The times we're going to right now, the big swings on the way down and the small correction in U.S. stocks and the global markets as well. If you know you have a long-term strategy, then you can keep the right expectations. But the five asset classes you kind of want to look at, well, how much do I have in Stocks, U.S. and international. How much do I have in bonds, U.S. and international? What about real estate? What about natural resources? What about commodities? And if you're missing any of those, you need to have a pretty good reason of why you're missing those asset classes. Maybe you have a pretty good reason not to own any real estate in your retirement portfolio. Maybe you own 10 rental properties. That's a pretty good reason to exclude real estate if you think that would, if that's leading you down to having too much concentration into one asset class. Maybe you look at your personal residence as part of that mix. Maybe you don't have any natural resources or commodities. And I know on natural resources and commodities, I've seen too many advisors in Middle Tennessee do this. They actually sell funds that concentrate just on gold or silver. That is too narrow of a focus. You need to be more broad basket on natural resources and commodities. But the point I'm trying to make here is, do you own all five asset classes? If you don't, why not? Or why do you need to know both? Why and why not? And are the percentages of you own of each of those asset classes aligned with what you're trying to achieve? Those are starting places if you're a more established investor after understanding what your costs are. That doesn't just mean your mutual fund expenses. It means your advisors. Too many advisors charge you way too freaking much. They do. They won't tell you that. They're the ones that you're patting their pocket. But it's, in reality, it's very much true. Don't overpay for investment advice. So there's the estate planning piece, the retirement, the investing. A little word on tax planning. Tax planning probably isn't what you think it is. It's just about trying to do everything you can today to lower your taxes in the future, whether while you're working or while you're retired. You don't just need to leave, well, everybody's got to pay their fair share. Yes, you want to pay your fair share and nothing more. Tax planning doesn't happen by chance, or lowering your tax bill doesn't happen by chance. It's having people as a part of your team, like a CFP and a CPA, working together to make sure you're not sending the government any more than you have to. That's tax planning. There's things you can do each month, each year, each quarter, and looking out in the future to try to determine what can be done today. And last but not least, as far as the financial planning basics, and all of this is personal finance, is risk management. We talk about having the correct amounts of liability and umbrella insurance about once a week on Financial Coaching Radio. We always touch on life insurance and long-term disability insurance and long-term care insurance. And we talk about cash reserve from time to time. All of that stuff, from estate planning down to insurance planning and everything in between, makes up a real financial plan. So if you've long thought that financial planning is just how you manage your investments, you need to open your eyes a bit. Those are all things that a certified financial planner can help you with. You want to find out how I do things? Go to Jason Qualls. CFP.com. As I mentioned in the intro today, and every show for that matter, I'm one of the only commission-free, fee-only certified financial planners in the area. It means I only work for my clients. I'm only paid by my clients. I'm truly independent, and I'm only selling advice, no products, just my time and expertise. Jason Qualls, CFP.com. Take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Jump right in, 893-1450. See you in a bit.
Are there holes in your financial plan? The foundation of a solid financial plan sits atop of the right amount of life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and even long-term care insurance.
Just because insurance isn't that fun to talk about doesn't mean an unexpected event won't wreck your financial world. Call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today and make sure your financial foundation is on solid ground. Dan Curtis, Curtis Financial Group at 224-9527. That's 224-9527 or go to curtisfinancialgroup.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Have you been on the fence about putting your home up for sale? Right now could be the perfect time. Inventory levels are still low in Rutherford County, and you could have the home someone has been waiting for. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. Be sure to mention Financial Coaching Radio and get a free, no-obligation home valuation. 796-4151. Hope Wilson. SellWithHope.com. 796-4151.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today. Would you trust your doctor or surgeon if they had never been to medical school? Of course not. So why trust your financial future to a financial advisor with little training or education? Anyone can call themselves a financial planner or a financial advisor. But a certified financial planner has been extensively trained. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of just a few certified financial planners in this area. So ask your current advisor about their education and training. Then call me, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner at 878-2134, or go to jasonquallscfp.com. What makes a great real estate agent? There are many things, but the one trait I see most often in top real estate agents is dedication. Dedication to clients and dedication to expertise are must-haves from your real estate agent. Hope Wilson with Exit Realty, I believe, has the dedication to make a huge difference whether you are buying or selling your home. Hope Wilson with Exit Realty, sellwithhope.com or 796-4151. Sellwithhope.com or 796-4151.
At Roberts Auto Repair, we're always helping people with their high-mileage, paid-for vehicles. I evaluate our customers' cars as if they were my very own.
Roberts Auto Repair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
We're always honest and fair.
Good afternoon. We've got busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Those earlier accidents have cleared, though, so that's good news, of course. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial moving well. Church, Middle Tennessee Boulevard also. Traffic moving well for us this afternoon. Stowers Liquidation is more than just flooring. Save big on hundreds of items like steel security storm doors, just $199. Stowers Liquidation in Antioch or shop online at StowersLiquidation.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
The news you hear on WGNS will soon have a new sound. We're growing by partnering with the most powerful names in news to keep you informed on air, online, and on the go. Thanks for making WGNS the fastest growing local name in news.
WGNS, this is a weather-eye severe weather alert.
A tornado watch is in effect for Rutherford County. Storms, severe thunderstorms, and tornadoes are possible in our area. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Weather Eye Weather Center.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. show. So glad you've been along for the ride. I'll remind you, you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere. All you got to do is click on archives at financialcoachingradio.com. Financialcoachingradio.com. Big yellow button right in the middle of the page called archives. You're going to get a long list of all the past shows that I've done. Topics ranging from estate planning to tax planning to retirement planning to investing. A very objective point of view on all things personal finance. They're listed by date. They're listed by main topic. Even though we cover many topics each day on Financial Coaching Radio, you can check it out, financialcoachingradio.com. We're going to give you a perspective you're just not going to get anywhere else. We don't oversimplify. Sometimes we talk about things that are simple, but we don't oversimplify it. Meaning there is no one-size-fits-all approach to personal finance. No matter the topic, you need to make sure you're aware that your particular situation is very unique. And you need a unique financial plan as it pertains to all of those areas. FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Click archives. And for those of you that are out there trying to be a do-it-yourselfer in this turbulent time, getting so emotional about your investments, you got to get a second opinion from a certified financial planner. And for those of you out there working with a traditional type of advisor, one who is not a certified financial planner, one who works on commissions and charges you high percentages based on your account size, otherwise known as conflicts of interest, you also need a second opinion on your financial life. You can go to JasonQualls.cfp.com. JasonQualls.cfp.com and see what the certified financial planner designation is all about. See what commission-free financial planning is all about. So you gotta kind of take control of your own financial future. Financial planning is a lot more than just your investments and someone trying to pitch you for products like annuities and mutual funds. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're working with a traditional type of advisor who is not commission-free, who is not a certified financial planner, check out JasonQualls.cfp.com. JasonQualls.cfp.com. Send me an email. Send me a text. Give me a call. We'll schedule a no-obligation, free consultation to find out if you're headed down the right track. JasonQualls.cfp.com. I'm out of here for today. Tune back in tomorrow. Live and local, same bat time, same bat channel, right here on WGNS. More talk radio coming from you live. All sports talk right after this. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free, certified financial planner. I'll see you tomorrow. Everyone be safe.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.